Okay, good morning, everybody. We are in Sefer Chametz Chaim, Hechos Lashon Hara, Klal Zayin Halacha Gimel. Klal Zayin Halacha Gimel. Okay, we're continuing to learn the halachas of the Isser of listening to Lashon Hara, even if it's in a public format of some sort. Kashem Sha'asr L'Kabal Lashon Hara, O Shama Me'echan, just like it's prohibited to accept Lashon Hara, listen from one person. Kein Adin Afilu Shama Mishnayim O Yoser. And even if you hear it from two or three people, it doesn't make a difference. Right? And not only is it prohibited for you to believe it or to listen with something that the story makes the person out to be a Rasha, meaning a Gnai, Vavadei Ein L'Haminam Im Siprolo. Came and feel the feed the very shaploni also shloka hogan over all abdul sadakh rakhal. Ah, it's talking about like this. In other words, the people that are speaking Lashon Hara are violating L'Selach Rachel, right? They are giving gossip, right? So they are violating an Isser. So certainly these people they're doing inappropriately. So therefore you should not believe them. Afilu emes imkain rishayim heim there rishayim heim en naminim eich naminim haYisrael zeh shabcheskas kosher gomer leisata. You know, like this, two guys are standing there saying gossip. They are definitely now in the category of two people that are violating an avera. What are they doing? They're saying that someone else did an avera. The other guy, as far as you know, never did it. So he's a kosher yid, right? He's bcheskas kosher. These two guys right now, what? They're doing an Avera. So what, are you going to believe the two guys that are doing an Avera over the one guy that you don't know if he did an Avera? That's ridiculous. These guys have no Chazak anymore. Says, I should believe them that he did an Avera. They're the ones who are doing an Avera. They have less nemanas. They have less trustworthiness than the guy that you're saying it about. The Chosher Alad Lashon Hara, Chosher L'Shakar L'Hak L'Osif. If the guy is already someone who's saying Lashon Hara, then you should suspect if he's willing to say Lashon Hara about someone, so certainly he might what? Be lying about someone. He might be exaggerating about someone. So what do you believe in this guy for? It's, in other words, forget the halacha, so to speak, quote unquote. In other words, we are giving, Chofetz Chaim is giving you a very logical proof over here. Why shouldn't you listen to Lashon Hara or believe Lashon Hara when it's being said by a few people? These guys are violating the Isra of L'Selach Racha. Don't be a gossiper. They're saying Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara, if you say something that's negative about somebody, right? Lashon Hara, even if it's what? Even if it's true, right? So since these guys are violating the Isra of Lashon Hara, so therefore since they're saying Lashon Hara for sure, so don't believe it. Why don't believe it? Lashon Hara sometimes is true. Yeah, but these guys are Lashon Hara sayers. If they're Lashon Hara sayers, maybe they're also what? Maybe they're also liars. Maybe they're also exaggerators. They're obviously not careful about halacha. So therefore, don't believe what they're saying about the third person. It's a knakadik raya, right? It's logic. It's a logical raya, right? Afilu harbi yoser. Kasher v'shoim eimin aminyin. Right? And once you have Rishoyim, so then it doesn't make a difference. One guy, two guys, three guys, it's a zero. It doesn't add up to anything. Even if what they're saying, they're not making themselves into Rishoyim, right? If they're true. Let's say they're not saying, something which is definitely an object of gnus about the other person, right? But it might be Lashon Hara. So therefore, you'll say, well, listen, they're not Rishayim, so maybe I should believe them. Just because two people say something, you don't believe it. So you'll say, why not? We have a rule in the Torah that if two people say something, what's that called, Kavra? Eidus. So anyway, the Torah says, Alfi Shayim Eidim Yachim Davar. Two people say something, you should believe it. That's not true. That's a din in Bezdin. The din. When you have a Bezdin that convenes about a certain case and they need testimony and two people come, so the Torah says those two people are believed. You accept their edus. But outside of Bezdin, there's no such thing as edim that are saying their thing and therefore you have to believe what they say. Not true. Chutz of Bezdin, afilu yom yusheker, Einim Kroyim Eidei Sheker, Ki Moitzei Shei Reba Alma. They don't have the trustworthiness to believe them. They don't have a Din Eidus, Talomdus. They don't have a Din Eidus, satisfied Bezdin. So just like they don't have a Din Eidus to believe them, they don't have Eidus. Let's say they're lying. So he's going to give them an Aveira, they violated the Din of Eidei Sheker? One of the Ten Commandments, right? Can't bear false testimony about your friend. So we're going to say they're Eidei Sheker? They can't be Eidei Sheker. Why? Because they're not Eidim, they're not in Bezdin. They're just Motzi Shemra. Chozeh Lahakler. V'alach Hashmuter. Again, the whole story, as we've said before, that's only to definitively believe what they are saying. But to make it suspicious that perhaps the person actually did what he said, and to protect yourself, as we said before, that is permissible. That's permissible even if only one person said it. Okay, Dalit. V'hu adin im yatzah kol lecha chosem maise. Similarly, if there's a rumor about somebody that he did something, or he spoke inappropriately, something that the Torah says is inappropriate for him to say. Still, you cannot believe it. Right? The rumor goes out that this guy's a ganav. A rumor goes out that this guy said all kinds of terrible things. Don't believe it. You know rumors. Rumors, plenty of times you find out they're not true. But lachish, she's bar dover. You can, really, that's what happened. I was supposed to, there was a mice, I think it was a couple of years ago, there was a restaurant in Borough Park. Mice was that the owner had the non-Jewish worker in the middle of the day run out to the store around the corner to buy something. I think it was a hot dog or something like that. He gave him some money. They ran out. The restaurant didn't have any more. It was already late at night or something. They had a few more customers. The customer wanted hot dogs. So they gave him a few dollars. He said, go down the block to the grocery store and buy me, these and this hot dogs. He was going to bring it back. And all the packaged goods have a siman, right? It says an OU, it says Hashgacha. So you're allowed to have a non-Jew deliver food as long as it has a siman. So he gives the money and he tells the non-Jewish worker, please go get the... Non-Jewish worker came back and he didn't know or whatever, he was new there, and he bought it. He bought a tray for food. Instead of going to in Borough Park, every block has a Shomer Shabbos grocery store. They don't sell tray for things. But the guy didn't know. He went to some store or he knew and he didn't care. He went to the closest place and he bought a tray for hot dogs. So he brings it back. And one of the cooks took it, and before the owner knew about it, or before the mashgiach, whatever, so they opened it up, and right away, the rumor had it that they were cooking. So then someone saw the package afterwards in the garbage. So right away, guys started yelling. Trafer stuff. They have trafer stuff. Everything's trafer because now the broiler must be trafer. Well, there must have been trafer for years. Oh, the trafer place. Everyone started yelling. Well, big room. There was people in the store, and they closed up the store. Mashkiach closed up the store for 2 days. And the guy who owned the restaurant was known as an erlicha person, an honest, nice person. Never cheated. Never this. Came out that the whole thing wasn't true. It was true. The non-Jewish worker bought the hot dogs. He was never put on the fire. He was never cooked. As soon as he came back, he was about to take it out. They saw the package right away. They threw it out. It was never cooked with it. It was never this. And because today, Lashon Hara can go like this. What happened? Somebody did a post on something where he put the film of what was going on in YouTube, or he put it on a post. Right away, someone saw it on one thing and Facebook, and right away put it on YouTube, and then from the YouTube they put it onto this, and it was right away on Yeshiva World News, blah, blah, blah. Within 40 seconds, right, 50,000 people said, oh, this place is treif. I forgot the name of the store, but it's a Bavusta restaurant in Borough Park. It's been around for many years. This fine Erlicha Jew who owns the store, right, for whatever many hours until finally came out, until the next day, he was looked upon as a cheat and a this and a that, and the whole thing was sheker v'chazav. Total falseness, right? So you could be choshesh, okay, I won't go eat there tomorrow. What ended up happening is the Mashkiach closed the store for a day or two, it said closed, finally came out, it was nice. I saw an interview of this guy, of the Erlicha person. He said, listen, it happens, Baruch Hashem, people trusted, people that knew me, waited to find out, and my reputation is fine, whatever, etc. He wasn't angry, he wasn't everything. But, you know, it could have been a terrible, terrible thing. Guys, a whole parnasah could have. So just because you have it, you want to be Zoyer, right? Okay, so you have to be careful. It certainly says, do not, you can't make the rumor more, you can't reveal the rumor more, because it's usur. Okay, so we learned here today is, even if you hear a rumor, even if you hear from many people that such a thing happened, if it's Lashon Hara, they don't know the Nevedos, they you could be choshesh and suspicious, maybe it happened, check it out, but certainly you can't believe that it happened.